It's time to tee it up with On the Tee, talking the wide world of golf from the PGA to the Champions Tour, LPGA, college, high school, and the crazy world of the Hack Nation. And here's your head of the Hack Nation and your host, Mike Rickard.
Streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com and archiving on MyHoovy.tv and, of course, on Tantalk1340AM.com. Streaming and, of course, our affiliates, our six station affiliates, and of course our flagship is WTAN 106.1 FM, AM 1340, Tampa St. Pete Clearwater, WZHR FM 104.3, WDCF AM 1350, Zephyr Hills, and WZHR 102.3 FM and AM 1400. Reaching all of Tampa Bay, we are live down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill in the 19th hole clubhouse studios each and every Saturday morning from 11 to 12. And then we will flip the switch on this game day pitching wedge and a one putt he gets off at Tropicana Field, and it's the Cleveland Guardians. I guarantee you I'll say Indians about 10 times today because I'm that old and knew a lot of former Indian standouts and now the Guardians. And we'll talk about that in the next show. Anyway, the Big O, I'm on the first tee box as a single today. And nobody wants to play with me, so I'm on my own. You're going to have to put up with me for the next hour, but I got some great guests. The Big O caddy, Oscar Garner III. He's up in Michigan for a graduation bash with his brother. But Gary Sermons, my executive producer, he's up at Northeast High School. The Hall of Fame tournament at Mangrove Bay. And Ken Betts, the head professional there, he's a Northeast High Viking graduate. So is Gary, and it's a great cause. And so we'll talk to him as we come out of the leaderboard segment. Each and every Saturday, you can hear us talk about the PGA, the LPGA. I'm going to throw this in there for John Rieger and all you guys that think I'm nuts about this PGA, LIV war. We will go over their leaderboard, and we'll have some conversation about Sir Charles and several other things. But I'll leave that to the expert in the John Rieger report about 11:35 today. And then we got an interesting couple. In fact, they run all of the junior tournaments. Well, junior, amateur, Ray and Jane Goodman of County Golf Association. We like to talk the local golf scene here on the tee, Florida, and I'm looking forward to that conversation. I just talked to Jane. They're going to be ready about 11:15 if you want to hear that and what's going on in all the competitive amateur events put on by them and the County Golf Association. But right now it's time for the Coors Light leaderboards, and we're just a couple of weeks away from the FedEx Series. And there's a lot of guys on the bubble. The most notable right now, right at 125, is Ricky Fowler. And he's a crowd favorite, so I'm sure they'd like to see him get in. And then we'll talk to John Rieger about the modifications next year. A lot of modifications taking place in the great game of golf because of the addition of a worldwide power. You have to admit it. They're playing in New Jersey this weekend at the Trump Track. For quite a Bedminster, New Jersey, and the ex-president, or he's still president, Donald Trump, as he identifies himself. He played with Dustin Johnson, and they had a nice celebrity event. And then, but Henrik Stenson, right now, who just defected—I shouldn't say just defected—he just made the move. I'll quit saying defector. I'll quit saying traitors. Henrik Stenson's on top with Patrick Reed. It's about time they got some notables on top of their leaderboards that have some star power. Dustin Johnson, remember, they only go 54 holes. And Dustin Johnson is at 4-under. Let me see where we've got. Brooks Koepka, he's 4 off the pace at 3-under. Some of these bazillionaires now. Sergio Gurlio Garcia, he's 6 off the pace. Now I'm looking down here. Where did Lefty? Lefty had a rough... had a rough day. He was catching it from the fans, I know, on Friday. and I don't see his name here. Anyway, that's the LIV Golf Invitational top seven. Yeah. Otherwise, a lot of no names, and they're picking. You know, they just picked up Bubba Watson. And if you look at the demographics of who they're picking up, there's guys in their late 30s, maybe. They picked up a few. You know, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, a couple of youngsters. However, most of the guys in the late 30s, 40s, 50s. In Mickelson's case, there's Mickelson. He was 4 over. Shot a 75. All right, the PGA Tour is up in Detroit. Maybe the Big O might get over there today. I don't know. In the lead, Tony Pendrith, 15 under. The red hot Tony Finau. He won the 3M last week, and Tony Finau is went off the pace of 14 under. Lee Hodges, 12 under. I love this cat. Stuart Sink. He's just on the outside of 50, looking in, and his son's always on his bag. And he's had a great career in his late 40s. He's 10 under, but he's tied for fourth. Patrick Cantlay, one of the favorite, 9 under, and he's 6 back. The 2023 Ryder Cup captain. I like to bring this up because he's from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and I know Zach well, and we'll have him on the show sometime in the fall. And he is 7 off the pace, but respectable. And he's still battling to make it to the FedEx Cup Series, as a lot of people are. Okay, the LPGA, it's the Trust Golf Women's Scottish Open at Donalda Links at Troon in the United Kingdom. And Lydia Ko sits on top of that at 14 under. Lita Vu at 12 under. And Hoonhee Ji at 11 under. And that is your Coors Light leaderboard update. And as I said, we're going to try to catch up with Gary Sermons. He is live from, we're playing at Mangrove Bay. Ken Betts, as I mentioned, is the head professional there. And he does a superb job. They've even invited me to come on that track once in a while. Let's talk about one of my new sponsors. And next week, being the first week of August, we will launch the new format of On the Tee Florida, as well as Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. And I'm looking forward to it. Let's talk about Barb Grossenheiner. She's been on board with me for about a month. And you want to talk about ethics, honesty, personal service in a wild world real estate in Champa Bay? It's Barb with Champa Bay. She can help you through. She just got a couple of awards from Gulf to Bay First Class Real Estate. She brings her Midwest. Well, geez, Louise, I didn't.
Hey, Mike.
Are you 5 under? I was just getting in the middle of doing it.
We're on hole number. We're walking off the green on number 7, and we just made a 60-footer for birdie to go 6 under.
That's why you're calling in, to brag.
You better believe it. You better believe it. I tell you what, I'm playing with 3 girls, and we're having a good time.
Well, you know it's what? Do they get to play from the front tees?
Yep, they're playing for the red team.
You are a smart man.
of course.
You know what? You're chalk. You're a cheater.
You better believe it. Well, don't tell Kitty. Don't tell Kitty Betts that.
Oh, my God. You're scratch, and you got 3 women teeing from the up front. Oh, my God.
Are you thinking they're taking any of my shots? No way. I'm riding their coattails.
I'd be driving the carts and having beverages.
You better believe it. Oh yeah, we're gonna have we got barbecue with 2 kegs of beer for this golf tournament, Knee High Hall of Fame Golf Classic.
Yeah, and I used to do a little promo. That's the Northeast Tide Vikings, and Ken Betts, of course, is an alum, the head pro at Mangrove. You're an alum. I do a lot with their athletic team, so it's all in the family here. And
it's fantastic.
Okay, so who dropped the 60 footer, my man?
Oh, Patty Anderson. Patty Anderson knocked it in from 60 feet. I mean, a beautiful putt. I mean, we lined it up for her. We had to take a little bit of credit. but she stroked it, and it had a little left to right bend, about 60 feet. Knocked it right in the middle of the hole, and we all jumped around. And, of course, the group behind us were going, shut up.
those poor women are going to need a chiropractor on Monday for carrying your ass around Mangrove Bay.
I don't want to tell them that, though. That's so true, though, Mike. That's so true. Mary's out here. My wife's out here playing. She's playing great and carrying my butt, and Patty and Mary Kay. So you got to play with these girls sometime.
No, are you kidding? No, I'm driving the cart.
Well, they said you bring the beer and they'll play.
I'll bring the beer, they play, and I drive the cart, and I'll be their bartender. They're on the course server.
That's perfect. That's
I'm
perfect.
Not getting okay, embarrassed by three women, man. I still got some old man pride.
Yeah, well, you know, my pride's out the window today. It's called a humble day, humble pie day.
Well, you don't need it. Any breeze out there?
None. Like, it's kind of just hot. I'm soaking wet. Looks like I just jumped in a pool and got out of it, and it's just hot. No breeze. We're on hole number 8 right now, the tee.
10 more to go?
Right to left. What's that?
You got 10 more to go?
Oh, no. Well, it's a shotgun start. We started on number 11 tee, so we're on number 8. So we've got 8, 9, 10, then 11, and then 8, 9, and 10, 3 holes to go. And we'll be done, and then we'll go and have some keg beer and Coors Light, of course.
Exactly.
And barbecue. And
good
some
call.
Barbecue.
And I can assure you this, ladies, get out of the way. If there's cold beer in front of Gary, he's a gentleman all the time. But if there's cold beer there, it's each person for themselves.
You better believe it, Mike. You better believe it. Look out. Gary's coming through. And Patty just hit it right down the middle.
Oh, my
right
God.
Right down the middle and just about 150 out. So great shot, Patty.
I'm getting ready to talk to Ray and Jane and Jane Goodman. I just talked to Jane, and I'll tell them what a cheater you really are, and never allow you to get in.
Well, they know me real well.
And to look at your entries before you get in any tournaments in the area.
Yeah, check the women on the team.
Yeah, they probably, poor Gary has to play with three women today.
Yeah, you know they were saying that. If they're Mary Kay, just hit it past the 150, right down the middle.
Oh my God, I'm not coming near those women.
Yeah, I'm going to the cart now and drinking.
Are you on the Coors Light already?
Oh yeah. We're on number. Not yet. We're going to be teeing that up right after we play at the clubhouse.
I was going to say, and in this kind of heat, dinner. In this kind of heat, brother, you better start out with the H2O.
Well, that's what I've got right now. I've got the H2O right now. I got a ton of it, and a Gatorade, and ready for the better stuff, the Coors Light, after we finish playing.
This ain't your first rodeo. Well, I'll let you finish.
No. Hopefully not my last.
I'll let you finish. I'm going to hang up and call Ken Betts and tell him to kick you guys out of the tournament.
I got to make sure. I got to go distract Ken Betts with his phone.
All right, my
man. Okay, Mike.
Thanks for the call. Have a great time. I feel sorry for your girls carrying him.
You got it. I'll pass that on to them.
All right.
All right, Mikey. Take care.
All right.
Enjoy CGA.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
That's my man, Gary Simmons.
Okay, gotcha. See ya. Bye-bye.
He's our executive director. I like to say executive producer. He's lined up all these guests for me. And I tell you what, he has a ball in life. But talk about absolute handicapping yourself. He's a scratch golfer, played at FAU, still plays to a single-digit handicap. And then he's got three women, which obviously sounds like they're decent sticks, and they're hitting from the front tees. Now that is the kind of golf that I like. But I wouldn't be. The only thing I might be able to help out once in a while is a little 60-foot. Is a 60-foot putt here and there. Well, I don't know about 60. Maybe a 6-foot putt. Well, let's talk some serious golf now. We're going to talk to Ray and Jay Goodman, and they're with the County Golf Association. And I appreciate you two taking time to join us on the Tee Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Studios. And you'll get a kick out of this. I just got off the phone with Gary Simmons. He is at the Northeast High Hall of Fame Golf Tournament. You know what kind of game he has. He is playing with three women. They're at the all tee off in the front tees. And one of them just made a 60-foot putt. And I said, Gary, I'm going to tell the Goodmans that you're a cheater. And it's not fair. And I want Ken Betts to pull your card.
Oh,
there you go. We figured he'd be golfing today.
Yeah, he's golfing, otherwise he'd be on this conversation. But I appreciate you guys taking time to join me. Now let's talk a little serious golf. And being from the Midwest, why don't you enlighten me about the County Golf Association? Because in Des Moines, Iowa, we had something comparable, I believe. Someone that coordinated the tournaments and everything was directed through that office and those people, and they had a real passion for the game of golf. And I think I'm on the same track as far as what your guys' mission statement is.
Yes, sounds similar. We're actually from Illinois ourselves, but County Golf is we play on Mondays and Thursdays, and it's pretty much a Tampa Bay thing. It's not like all over the state, like some of the places do all over the state type stuff. And we have, you know, our members are very good to us. They are very loyal. We have 500 to 700 members, and they fight through the summertime all the time to play in the hot weather and the storms. And they're a great bunch of guys and gals.
How long have you guys been doing this together?
We've been doing this for 22 years. We're going on our 23rd year.
Holy moly. And what inspired you to do this? And the beauty of it is doing it as a husband-wife team, you know, some commonality, something you obviously both have a passion for. What inspired that, and what keeps the passion going? Is the love of the sport or the love of each other, or both?
Yeah, we work from home, so sometimes she wants to kill me, but most time we're okay. But I play golf. From a very young age, 10 years old, I played for 55 years so far. I played in college. I played some professional golf. And when I had to quit playing professionally, we bought an RV business, and we had it for 20 years together. And in the meantime, three-quarters of the way through that time, we met a man named Cortez Ragland, who owned County Golf before us. And got to talking with him one time, and he's talking about selling it, and so we ended up buying it in 1999, and I've had it ever since.
Now, why don't you give the audience? We're in the three county area. We're on seven stations, so that's kind of your region. Why don't you give people a little a bio, where you're from, where you play college golf, and how long you've been married, that type of thing. Get to know the audience, because I like to get you on often to. Give us updates on what's happening in the area and golf opportunities for people to play.
Well, I'll let Ray give his information, but I can tell you we've been married for 42 years and enjoyed every minute of it. And here's Ray for his bio.
Your wife's modest. She could have expounded on herself, but she's a modest lady.
Yes, and if you ask the county golfer, she does 90% of the work anyway. All I do is wander around and talk to people.
Shake hands and kiss babies, right?
That's me, the OPR guy, I guess. I don't know. But we come from the Midwest, and I moved down here for golf purposes for when I was playing. And then a couple of years later, we got married. She moved down here, and we got married. And, you know, we always loved golf. I've always been very passionate about it, and I just love to watch the guys that, you know, never become really great golfers, but they just work so harder than I did, I think, sometimes, just to be able to play the way they play. And it's just a great sport for guys, and the camaraderie is wonderful. We really love the guys. We love doing what we're doing, and you know, it's just a great time for us. It's almost like a retirement for us because we enjoy it so much.
Ray, what state did you come from? Where did you grow up? At what town in the Midwest? I'm curious here. I'm a Northwest Iowa guy and left Des Moines to come down here. But and where'd you go to college at?
Kentucky, University of Kentucky.
Oh my God, you're a Wildcat. I'm a Western Kentucky Hilltopper.
Oh, are you really? Okay, yeah. I don't know what your age, but I was there in the mid-70s.
Well, we're in the same wheelhouse. I got there in 75 and left in 78.
There you go. Yeah, we are very close then. Very close to age.
So you play golf at, in fact, I've been to their facility. I was in Lexington about 3 years ago, and I went and hit balls where the University of Kentucky works out. And I tell you what, that's a nice little facility that they got built there.
I have not been back, and from what the guys that I do know from up in that area, when I was there, Circle Road used to be the very outskirts of the town, and now they say that's kind of like downtown almost, so I'm sure it's really grown up there from when I was there.
Well, you and Jane were in the RV business. You need to get one now and pack up the bags and take a trip back in time and go up and see Lexington, because it is a great town. Might be a little too big for you these days. Like, a lot of things changed. Bowling Green's even gotten bigger, but you'd be pleasantly surprised, and as history is, you know, you'd be a little disappointed too.
And since you've been there since I've been there, is Idle Hour still there? Golf course? Idle Hour?
Idle Hours is there, and I had a lot of Idle Hours because my son was playing basketball, and I actually went out to it. Yeah. He was playing in a tournament at the University of Kentucky, and I was in a motel room. I thought, this is ridiculous. I got my sticks in the back of the car. Go out and hack it up, because I am a... your wife could probably beat me. I'm a bona fide hack, even though I have a golf radio show and had for now 17 years.
Well, if you love it, it doesn't matter how good you are. If you love playing, it's just it's a great sport for people to play, you know, camaraderie-wise and competitive-wise. And it's just a good sport.
We're talking to Ray and Jay Goodman, and they head up the County Golf Association, and you're on the tee, Florida, on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We are live downtown St. Petersburg at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our clubhouse studios. It is game day down here at 110. It's the Rays and Guardians. I've been calling them the Indians all week. It's the Cleveland Guardians, and that's, as I said, about a driver and a pitching wedge for someone like Ray and a putt to the ticket window. That's how close we are, and it's going to be sold out today. It's going to be very active. Now let's go back to the people that can play. I just said I'm a hack, and there's a lot of people that are hacks, but they don't mind, and they want to get out and play. Does that opportunity exist in the County Golf Association for high handicap guys, or is it pretty much just the competitive golfers?
No, we have zero handicappers to 40 handicap. So we have guys that shoot 100, over 100. And most of those guys are, we ask that you move along at a decent pace. That's the only thing that we have to worry about getting done, because in the wintertime we'll have over 200 players and it gets dark. So we just got to have guys that will move along. But we've got guys that shoot regularly over 100 and have as much fun as the guys that shoot 75. So it's
the guys that shoot 100, and I typically play with guys that are scratch or they're like a fool, because I know so many people in the golf business. But they say, you sure enjoy yourself. I said, if I got upset about my game, I'd be one miserable you know what. And I'm out here to enjoy myself. I think that's the mentality of most hacks that don't mind eating humble pie.
Well, that's what I tell the guys that come up to me on Mondays and Thursdays. They say, I say, how's your day going? They say, well, I don't know yet. I haven't played. I said, well, don't let golf determine your day, because you'll have a lot of bad days. We all do.
Exactly. Well, I look forward to having you guys on and consistently to talk about what's going on. Where are the majority of these tournaments at? Everywhere?
Local. I'll let Jane answer it, because she does that more than I do, so let her answer that one.
Yeah, they're pretty local, and what we try and do is stay within an hour radius of the Clearwater area, so everybody usually can get to the course, up to 30 minutes to 45 minutes to an hour. But pretty much so Tampa Bay area. We'll go over into Hillsborough area, Pinellas primarily. But we do travel around. If the players would travel farther, we would go farther. But right now, they just like the local area.
Well, and where are you guys located? Where do you live?
We're actually in Clearwater. So we base ourselves an hour from our location. So we're in Clearwater, and we've been here for, we've been in our home for 32 years and enjoying it. And our family, our parents are close by, and our son is close by, so it works out really well.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, one of these days I'd like you to come down here to Ferg's. I'll buy you two a bite to eat. We'll get Gary. This is Gary's hangout, Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill. He and his lovely wife Mary, they love to hang out down here. So we'll get you all together. We'll have a bite to eat. We'll talk golf and have some fun. How's that sound?
Hey, that sounds great.
Mike, I'd like to extend to you. You need to get Gary, come out on a Monday or Thursday and play with us.
Well, we'll do that, because I've already warned Gary, and he's such a kind guy, he won't laugh too often at my game. How do people get a hold of you guys? Give the audience that information.
You know, we have our office phone, which is 727-446-6644. Our cell phone, which I have at with me at all times, is 727-430-4770. And our website is countygolf.com. And we do have an email address, cga@countygolf.com.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're just getting ready to launch some new social media for On the Tee Florida as we expand our reach. And I'll get a hold of you, Jane, and we will we'll make sure we have a link set up so that we can do that, that we can talk about it and promote where you're going to be each week. How's that sound?
Hey, that'd be great. We would love that.
All right. Well, you two have a great weekend. Watch a little golf. Stay cool. And yeah, I'm in Clearwater quite often. That's where our you can hear this show on 106.1 FM right there in Clearwater. If you want to listen on Saturdays from 11 to noon. And you may not want to listen to me, but I have some interesting guests that know what they're talking about. And Gary usually carries me too. So, yeah, it's an enjoyable show for you. You'd enjoy it. 106.1 FM for you up there in Clearwater.
Hey, thank you,
Michael,
very much.
Michael, I got it written down, and you take care of yourself and have a great golf life.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Alrighty.
Nice couple. Of course, anything, and I mean this in all sincerity, I like to give them a bad time, but Gary Sermons has just done, as the kids say, he's done me a solid, and he is a solid guy. We like to have a lot of fun. Hey, let me get back to Barbie, my good friend. Let's talk work, as I said, let's talk work ethic, honesty and personal service in the wide world of real estate in Champa Bay. Barb with Champa Bay, Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate, Gulf to Bay. She just got an award for her commitment to the company and to the real estate world just this past week. She brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge. As I mentioned, she grew up in a family of home construction success. Her brother, her dad, in Lamar's, Iowa. Her energy and bubbly personality, it takes the stress out of the challenge of home buying. And look what's going on just this week. The economy and the R word, recession, and unfortunately, it's perilous out there for even the people in real estate and mortgage. And she will help you with her down home attitude. And as I've said, I've recommended her to my friends. Give her a call today, Barb with Champa Bay. Email her at barbwithchampabay@gmail.com or give her a call at 712-540-3704. 712-540-3704. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today. And yeah, she does a superb job. That was a nice conversation. Can you imagine working? I couldn't imagine working in the same environment every day with your wife of 42 years. That's got to be tough duty. That is absolute true love, that's for sure. We will, let me go over to that leaderboard one more time and I get a hold of John Rieger. He's sitting, like I said, he's probably got himself a bucket, and I don't care what it is, I'm gonna say it's Coors Light, and it's sitting right in front of him, and he stogie. He'll be jealous of where I was on Saturday. We went to JC Newman, to the cigar company, and I don't think Rieger will like to hear that since he wasn't invited, but he was invited, and we had a superb time. I'll talk about that in the next show, but He's probably got a nice Cuban going right now, sitting on the sand. And he always takes a half hour up for us here on the Tee Florida. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Mike. Pleasure to be here this week, part of Florida's fastest growing golf radio show, up to 7 stations now, 3 counties, about 150-mile radius. Pretty awesome. Looking forward to getting on the air at the Villages next month.
Well, that, you know, that was an I didn't realize that they had a radio station over there. I'm in the Gulf. It's sort of bizarre things happen. It was 4th of July weekend. I'm in the Gulf, my girlfriend over by my place, and these two ladies are sitting there. They're asking us questions about the local area. So where do you live? And they said, Villages. You know how conversations go back and forth. What do you do for a living? Yada, yada, yada. So I tell them, we have a radio station in... Well, we all love golf. They got a million golf courses over there, and pickleball, and two things that I'm involved in now. And I said, you have a radio station? I said, oh, yeah. So I called them, and they're looking for programming. So that's a very captive golfing audience, people that aren't on the go all the time. So I'm looking forward to that partnership as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, pickleball and golf in the Villages, that's the two biggest thing. And Heaven's waiting room right there, I tell you what.
Hey, you and I are never going to a place like that. I can just tell from your personality and mine. I'll die on that beach before I'll end up in a community like that.
Well, Mike, let's talk a little golf today. Obviously, LIV Golf's on everybody's mind, and this week they're at the Bedminster Club up in New Jersey. Former President Trump played in the Pro-Am with his kids and with Bryson DeChambeau and Dustin Johnson, and had a lot of celebrity sightings there, and pretty well attended. People excited about it. Obviously, it doesn't come without any controversy. The 911 families were right there to protest, and I know that it's a challenge sometimes to be able to run a golf tournament, being an upstart like this, and still be able to avoid any controversy. But golf course in great shape. Patrick Reed, Henry Stenson, they look like they're the front runners right now. And they tee off today, I believe, 145 shotgun again, which makes that the unique format, 54-hole shotgun starts. Everybody starts and stops at the same time. They get to play the same conditions. Obviously a boatload of money there. Greg Norman's been making the news lately about his comments about the tour, and one of the big hoops that he's trying to jump through is to get the official world golf ranking points for his tournaments, which not quite sure what's going to happen. And you saw the news this week too. Sergio Garcia, he's staying on the LIV Golf Tour, but what he decided to do was not to give up his European Tour membership. So I think he still has some sort of Ryder Cup aspirations. I'm not sure how that's all going to work together. So the key in this whole thing, I still believe, is going to be the Masters and what they do with these LIV golf players in their tournament.
Do you think there's a possibility, it's too early to tell, Henrik Stenson has stepped down as a Ryder Cup captain, that maybe a Sergio, because he made somewhat of a concession, could be handpicked?
Well, it's hard to say. There's it's interesting about this LIV Golf League also, which is different. In soccer, they have, I guess they call it relegation, where at the end of the season, they determine who should stay on the Premier League, the top league, and who should go based on how their performance is. And I think they're doing the same thing with LIV Golf at the end of the year, where they'll decide who's going to be that top 48. So interesting enough, even though there's a lot of cash to play for, some of the journeyman golfers out there are basically in a point now that they're going to have to play their way into it, and they're going to have no place to go or just very limited options when they get off the tour. But heck, some of these young guys, they're going to go for $1 million, and if they can, great. Even if it doesn't mean that they can go play on the regular tours, they may just assess their career, look at it, go for some cash, and then go get a day job.
All right, so let's take a look at the Rocket Mortgage Classic in outside Detroit, and the red hot Tony Finau. But let's talk more in depth about the FedEx points, and this is the last year of the 125 landmark, I believe.
Well, actually, no, it'll continue on, but what they've added for 2023 is that $160 million bonus group of tournaments where they'll take like the top 50 or 70. I'm not sure the exact number right now, but and these guys basically are playing a money tree tournament, they call it. In the PGA of America, we used to, as club pros, we would take the extra money we would raise locally from, sponsorships and different things like that, and we'd go play for it. It was called a money tree tournament, and everybody cashed a ticket, no matter how good of a club pro player you were or poor. Everybody got to cash a check. And it seems like this is money tree on steroids there for the PGA Tour, and they found $160 million to play for next year, right out of the blue there, right when they started having the LIV Golf competition. So with that in mind, it's going to be interesting to see. Plus, at the end of the season, there's rumors of more PGA Tour players going after they finish the FedEx Cup, because there's a lot of money to play for in the FedEx Cup. I believe there's one more tournament here after the Rocket Mortgage tournament's being held in Detroit at the Detroit Golf Club right now, just outside Detroit, Michigan. So I think there's one more tour event, then they start the playoffs. They'll go from 125 down to 70, I believe, down to about 30, and then they play the tour championship. So we'll see what happens at right after the FedEx Cup. There could be some more defectors.
Well, I've decided, because I'm trying to be open-minded. Well, I'll never be as wise as John Rieger, but I'm going to quit using traitors and defectors as a term. Gentlemen made career choices, and a lot of these career choices do look pretty wise. You look at a Bubba Watson, And Bubba Watson, you know, hasn't had a lot of success of late. And that's kind of the MO of the type of player that, for the most part, of late has made that decision. Henrik Stenson, the older guys. And I guess you can't blame them.
Well, obviously, they've got marquee names, but they're in their 40s. Obviously, their skills are diminishing as compared to the younger PGA Tour players out there. So for them, it's kind of a stopgap. I really think that down the road, what's really going to diminish in star power is the Champions Tour, because all these guys are going out there and taking the money, playing in the Live Golf. By the time they turn 50, they're not playing the Champions Tour. They're not even going to be interested at all. So you'll have some lesser known players in the Champions Tour. It's a great, you know, it's a great tour out there, actually, but it's always been a celebration of some great players. And even though the Champions Tour, you don't think it's competitive, it's really competitive. These guys, these old guys get out there and they go at it just as hard as they did when they played on the tour. However, again, you know, the competition isn't as fierce. Some of these guys get a little bit older. So this is kind of like a 40 something tour for tour stars. And interesting enough, Hideki from Japan, I don't know if this is true or not. I mean, the wire services have put it out there, but they supposedly offered him $400 million to go play on the LIV Golf Tour. But I know that that's because you want to go after that lucrative Asian market for golf. And so I think that that, you know, being the former Masters champion that commands that kind of money, it'd be very, very interesting to see if he just stays put or goes.
Well, and I had seen something, I don't know if you caught that next year they're going to have team formats and there will be sponsorships. So I thought maybe that Hideki money, as I mentioned last week, might be a Toyota, might be a Sony that's assisting with that, you know, sizable $400 million. But they're going to be branded on that team and he'll be the, you know, the point, obviously, being from Japan. Had you heard any more about that?
Well, yeah, there's, once that's in their business model, I'm not quite sure about this team concept yet. You know, if you look at professional sports all around the world, even in college, you're supporting your school, you're supporting your city. You know, that's where your legion is. Like if you're a big Tampa Bay Bucks fan, it's because you are, you're rooting for Tampa Bay and everything about Tampa Bay, whether it's the Rays, the Bucks, the Lightning, whatever, because you either live in Tampa Bay or you have affinity towards Tampa, you're rooting for your city. And so this team concept with LIV Golf's a little, I don't want to say hokey, but it's just a little hard to grasp right now because it almost reminds me of a bowling league. Some of the names of these teams, you know, that they're putting together. Now, it's interesting, like the Fireballs are all Spanish-speaking players, Carlos Ortiz, Abraham Anser. You got Sergio on there, and then you have an all-Japanese team. You have the Majestics, which is an all-English team. So,
what are the Japanese team, the Sakis? You got Fireball. Are they the Sakis?
Oh, boy, I tell you what, you're just so culturally misappropriating things today, Mike. We're going to have to send you to golf sensitivity school here.
Well, I just had to ask.
No, I don't know. I'll have to look that one up. I didn't do enough research to find out. So we'll have to take a look and see what that Japanese team is all about. But yeah, so team golf in their aspects, they're thinking that you would actually have sponsors that would buy the teams. And then, so I don't know. It's hard to say what the value is there. The value normally is with the likeness, the image of the players, their record, you know, the following they have worldwide. But one positive note here about LIV Golf this week, too, they added David Faraday to the broadcast team, and it's made it much, much better, much, much, much better. They still have some work to do on some of the announcing there because it's kind of dry and nondescript. But I heard one of the funniest things yesterday when David Faraday, a ball just barely dropped in the cup, and he goes, yep, that ball fell in like a drunk through the front door at midnight. So,
and Faraday knows a little bit about that. I love that cat. He would
so
be.
We're gonna have some great color there out there. So I can't wait till. Rumor is Gary McCord's gonna get there, and you know he got terminated by the gusto of the Masters for calling the greens so fast that they were bikini wax, and that was his last commentary down at the Masters years ago. So we'll see if they add him into the broadcast. It could be quite a hoop between him and David Faraday. Add some nice color and interest to it.
Two of my favorites, of course, there, and worth the watch and the listen. And let's talk about Sir Charles. And I really did think that was going to be a sideshow. And he would be giving up, you know. He's got a couple more decades of being involved in the NBA, and that's what he knows best. And and he's known for. I just thought that was career suicide, regardless of the money.
Yeah, he was just trolling, that's all. I don't think he had any serious note of that. I just think he enjoyed the attention. I think he enjoyed the possibilities. But, you know, I know the TBS and Turner Broadcasting System and some of his sponsors out there, they kind of knew. He's not interested in doing that. You know, he likes to do some of these exhibition matches that they do. You know, get Brady versus Mickelson made for TV kind of thing. But really, you know, he just trolled it. He trolled it very well, too. I don't think he got any extra money at what he's doing. And he probably doesn't need any. I think he's making like $30 or $40 million a year, so I think he's doing okay.
He
but
said
he trolled it.
Yeah, he told Dan Patrick. Well, Dan had to guess it. $40 million. You're listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network and On the Tee, Florida, with our resident pro John Rieger from Crescent Beach, Florida. If I could articulate, on the east coast of the great state of Florida, and we're brought to you by Coors Light. On this game day, as I like to say, for John, you know, I've been saying it's a driver for you from Fergs, and you haven't been here. It's probably a three-wood for a John Rieger, and you might be even on the fringe. So you probably just would need a three-wood and a putter and eagle the hole. I'll give it a par four over to the front ticker box.
Well, here the Rays are playing today, 1 o'clock, playing the Cleveland team. I know it's called the Guardians now. I'm just trying to figure out, what do they do with the throwback uniforms? I'm not sure what they're going to do there.
Well, I will tell you what. I help out before game day and across the street. And yesterday, it's usually, unfortunately, about 4-1, the opposing team, Rays fans. And Cleveland, you know, same bag. There's Indians gear everywhere. I'm just reading it. I'm not saying they're the Indians. I'm reading the Indians gear right now. There's a few Guardians here and there, but I asked probably a dozen people, I like to do my own little litmus test, what they thought of it. And they, you know, guys at our age to youngsters, and they all cannot stand the Guardians. And these are lifelong Indian fans. I think those type of things are sad.
Well, you know, I mean, I understand, you know, what they wanted to do and change the name, this, that, and the other. Seems like it's a sign of the times, but... You know, Guardian sounds like a toy that you get at McDonald's in the Happy Meal. So, you know, you got to come up with something a little bit more, you know, more baseball-ish of some sorts.
Well, you know, actually, their pillars, did you know what they were? Their monument pillars as you enter over this bridge of the city, and they're called the Guardians.
Yeah, and I have family members.
I've got Ben with me. Ben Botham, say hi to John Rieger.
Hey, John, how's it going today?
Hey, doing good. You know, before we go, I need to you need to say hello to Wild Bill Sereau, the best 15 handicapper here in North Crescent Beach.
How you doing, Wild Bill here from Crescent Beach?
Hey, my kind of guy. He can join the Hack Nation.
This guy too. Fish really fears this guy out there. So you got to be careful.
Yeah, but I got family members up there in Cleveland, and they've never even heard of the Guardians that sit there and guard the city, as they say. But, you know, they've lived there their whole lives, 50-plus years, and they've never once heard about the Guardians. So I don't
know
why.
If you're going to name a baseball team after pillars, no wonder they can't bat. Yeah, they got stone-cold hands. So, bats are frozen.
So Wild Bill is a 15 handicap?
Oh, 15 handicapper, yeah. He's got a very unique swivel hoist swing. You should see it.
Well, why he hangs around with one of the best instructors in the state of Florida. Get to work on him. If they can turn Barkley around, you can turn Wild Bill around, brother.
Well, I can tell you that would be quite a challenge. We may have to call Phil Mickelson in, Peter Costas, and the whole crew to work on this guy to get him down.
All right. Hey, let's talk a little serious at the Rocket. And I've always loved this guy because he's humble. He's a family man. Tony Finau. It's great to see, you know, he's been on the fringe. He's one of those tweeners just about there so many times. And he's got such a sweet swing. And it was great to see him win that 3M. And now it'd be superb if he could win back-to-back.
Well, yeah, you know, it was a real spectacular win last week. You know, everybody thought that Scott Piercy was going to, you know, walk away with it. Scott ran into some serious problems. And Tony, you know, obviously has always had a challenge being a finisher, but he went on a birdie barrage. And I guess the most memorable shot I watched last week was on the 17th hole. He got up there and hit it into the hospitality tent, ricochets off of it, comes bounding down the green, and stays out of the water by a couple inches, so he's able to par and go on and win the tournament. So that was probably one of the the shot of the day. So congratulations to Tony. You know, he is a wonderful man. He's got a great family. And you know, with the Rocket Mortgage Tournament, you know, that's always been Ricky Fowler's sponsor, and you know, he seems to always done well, and not doing too well this week, but it's going to be interesting to see what Ricky does in the future. You know, he may be a live golfer.
My prediction is that he will become a live golfer. You know, he just made that transition to being a father, and he's got a lot of outside interests. In fact, maybe they'd let him sign a contract where he could motocross again. I think his manager outlawed that a while ago.
Yeah, so it remains to be seen with that. But, you know, great week on the PGA Tour. I believe one more tournament than the FedEx Cup playoffs. So should be a lot of fun. You're also getting into the Champion Tours, you know, end of the year also with them. So there's a lot of great golf to watch, whether it's LIV Golf or whether it's the PGA Tour, Champions Tour, the LPGA Tour. Right now they're playing in Scotland, the Ladies Scottish Open. Linda Coe's doing very well over there. And again, if you need another excuse to wake up early and watch some golf on TV, there it is.
I had it on first thing this morning. Lydia Coe, she's quite the lady stick. Hey, I don't know if you listened to the show earlier, but Gary Sermons, you'll meet him someday. He played at FAU, great guy down here in St. Pete. He's playing in a high school Hall of Fame event, and he's scratch. He's about our wheelhouse from an age perspective. He's playing with three women. Gary's scratch. These women, one dropped a 60-footer while we were on the air, and they're piping it down 170, 150 from the front tees. Now, I want your opinion. That's cheating. You load a team up with three women and you're a scratch, that's cheating.
Yeah, it ain't bragging if you can do it. You know, part of playing scramble golf is just get your team of ringers and let them go, especially having women golfers to be able to play those front tees. If they hit it nice and straight and long, he's a smart guy, and it's going to be hard to beat.
Remember that when I ask you to come down here and participate, because I'm going to load it up with guys like you. And Barry will be our middle handicapper. I'll be our high handicapper. And then we'll grab you, and we'll grab a woman. That'd be a nice foursome.
Well, you know, I've reached the age where if somebody hits a good tee shot, I'll just sit in the cart. You know, right now you got those young whippersnappers out there with their 30-inch waist. They can hit the ball 350 yards off the tee. Why bother? It's just exercise at that particular point. You know, kind of reminds me of Fast Eddie Fernandez that we had down at our Florida Sports Hall of Fame golf tournament. Fast Eddie's hit a tee shot in competition, you know, well over 400 yards. It's pretty amazing stuff to watch somebody like that. But, you know, he's, you know, and he's not a young guy now either. He's in his 40s, but he's got, you know, he's probably about 6'4". He's got about a 30-inch waist and just absolutely bombs it. And it's fun to watch that kind of stuff. So scrambles now, just get you somebody can hit it off the tee. It's all about chipping and putting.
Hey, I know what I was going to talk to you about. On Thursday night, I told you about it, but I never followed up. I went with Barry Smith, and we went to the J.C. Newman Cigar Factory, and I've never been so impressed and had such a great time. We were there with the Hillsborough High School football coaches, but then Barry, you know how he is, he got me a tour of the factory, and then I hung out with Eric Newman, the president, and that place is cool. You've probably been there many times, but I was very impressed.
Well, obviously, J.C. Newman's one of the great cigar families in Tampa. You know, Ybor City's got quite a bit of heritage, not only from a cigar standpoint, but you have all these different folks, Italians and Cubans and Germans, and it's kind of quite a cultural mix. So at Ybor City used to be the cigar capital of the world. You know, you had dozens of cigar factories down there, and J.C. Newman family is one of the best. I enjoy their Quorum cigar. It's a Connecticut mild cigar, you know, handmade in Nicaragua, and it's got about a 95 on the cigar rating. So it's a nice budget cigar there, and J.C. Newman has done a wonderful job. They've been a big supporter of the NFL alumni and Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and our most recent thing we did in Tampa Bay with the Tampa Bay Baseball Museum there, and so they're big supporters of sports and golf and charity in Tampa Bay. So you lucked out to be able to have a night there to be able to take a tour of that and enjoy.
Well, I actually, not that you need them, but I snagged a couple J.C. Newman cigars for you since I quit sipping the adult beverages for a while. They usually go hand in hand, so I thought I better stifle it. So I grabbed you a couple of stogies, my man.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, people ask me, well, what's in your humidor? I said, not much. And they go, why is that? And I go, well, you know, cigar doesn't last long in my humidor. So, yes, looking forward to having one. I guess I keep getting bribed now. Now I got to get Coors Lights, cigars, baseball tickets to come all the way down to Ferg's and have a good time. But, hey, I was reading something about Ferg's the other day about the pirate ship that they acquired there.
Oh, my God.
From a crew. I saw that, and that was big news around the world, actually, and looking forward to coming down there and see what's going on with that.
Okay, so Mark, you know, very good friend of mine, P.T. Barnum, so he buys it. It'll be here on Monday, and you've been to Ferg's before, haven't you?
Absolutely. What a great place. You know, I haven't been there since they put up the big globe in front when they bought the globe from Central Street Liquors and put that up there and on the side, which
well,
is pretty cool.
So we had a conversation this morning because, as you're well aware of, you're part of the NFL alumni. The Swashbucklers, the girls, Lynn Munoz and the girls, they've been on the show. So we're going to get the Tampa Bay Buccaneer alumni girls down here, get them all spiffed up in their wench outfits, and have a photo shoot. And then we're going to do these radio shows from the pirate ship, because you probably heard of the movie Pirate Radio. Well, we're going to be Pirate Radio, baby, and we're going to be right here out back at Ferg's on Bucks home weekends.
Well, what a unique thing. You know, I heard that he had to spend like $33,000 to buy something like this. But I can tell you that nothing like, you know, having a beverage and listening to radio on the Pirate Ship. So congratulations to Mark down there. I think that's another wonderful dish. And, you know, Pirates are always usually associated with Tampa with the Gasparilla. So it's good to get that Pirate Ship over on the other side of the bay there and have everybody enjoy it.
Well, he's the head pirate's right here, right by me. We might have to talk Jimmy Buffett coming down to Ferg's and making a pirate appearance with the pirate ship. And John Rieger, you're going to be over here from Crescent Beach on that day, and we'll fire up some stogies, brother. And bring Wild Bill.
You know, the only person that can get Jimmy Buffett to appear has got to be Wild Bill. He is a Jimmy Buffett fan. That's without a doubt. In fact, I don't think I've ever listened to music with him that's not Jimmy Buffett. So, hey, if Jimmy Buffett's going to show up on the pirate ship at Ferg's, I'm there. There's only two things I'll do to stop what I'm doing and going. That'll be one of them. The other one is if I get invited to Augusta National for next day on a tee time, I'll drop everything and run up there.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you dropping everything on Saturdays. Have a great weekend. You and Wild Bill stay out of trouble, and I'll talk to you next week.
Fantastic. Take care. See you next week.
That is John Rieger. He comes on each and every Saturday, brings some information, intelligence, and knowledge to On the Tee Florida. From the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Old Clubhouse Studios, I'm Mike Rickert for Gary Sermons, Ray and Jane Goodman, John Rieger, Joe Berto, and Big Ed on the controls, On the Tee Florida, on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We'll be back next Saturday from 11 to 12. God bless you. God bless America. Keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.